more troubles compound Japan's post-quake struggles. A new look could help a ministry into a new audience, and a mouse click can transform even more lives. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Plutonium is leaking out of Japan's damaged nuclear plant, and radiation levels in the nearby waters are 3,000 times the legal limit. Meanwhile, there are hundreds of thousands of quake survivors still without food, water, shelter, and heat. Pioneers has three teams on the ground evaluating where the relief response will be most effective. Spokesman Matt Green says,
"We're still in the process of really assessing how they can serve the nationals and what impact the radiation and contamination will have on their continued ministry in the affected area."
They're working with other mission agencies, relief organizations, local churches, and the Evangelical Church Association of Japan.
Their hope is to connect with national believers and do what they can to alleviate the suffering and also resource the nationals to really love their fellow Japanese.
At the same time, Green says,
"Our hope would be that God would use this to mobilize more people to go and serve in Japan. We've seen this happen in other parts of the world where disaster has hit."
Meanwhile, the damage estimates continue to trickle in following Burma's 7.0 earthquake. Vision Beyond Borders' Wes Flint just returned from the region.
"Quite a few houses and churches and commercial buildings have collapsed. One of the reports that I received was 25 people were killed in a church that collapsed, with about 50 people that were injured."
The official death toll is under 100, but that's expected to climb. Flint says the earthquake just compounds an already difficult situation for the tribal people along the Burmese-Thai border. Flint says the Burmese army is responsible for genocide, killing innocent Karen Christians. It's actually hampering relief efforts.
"We're even hesitant to put tarps up for temporary shelters because we're afraid that it would just be a flag for the Burma army to attack. So we're keeping these people in hiding on the Burma side, in the jungle, trying to get supplies into them. And unfortunately, it has to be done covertly."
Kids' clothing is desperately needed. You're listening to Mission Network News. Bangladesh has become an increasingly dangerous place for Christians. There's a law in place that allows property to be confiscated if the owner is considered an enemy of the state. It's often used to seize property from Christians. Christian Freedom International says a Bangladeshi coworker lost everything in his home when thieves broke in while the family was away. Ask God to protect the ministry and pray for a quick emotional and physical recovery for the family. Next, you've heard of the Bible translation goal to have projects in process in every language by 2025, right? But to get there,
we're going to need to have a lot of people participate.
That's the seed company's Jonathan Kern. He says one simple thing they're doing to move forward is web redesign for their OneVerse program.
"We wanted to make it much easier for our supporters and interested parties to navigate the website, to be able to search for translation projects, and then to be able to share what they are participating in through viral means, through Facebook, Twitter, and so forth."
It may not seem like much at first glance, but it's now easier to get involved. And
to get real-time information on what's happening on the ground, so then our supporters can pray more actively for the work that's happening in translation.
Find a link to help at our website. And millions more people now have access to the scriptures in their heart language with the tap of a finger. Faith Comes By Hearing recently made the Bible available in 89 more languages on the Bible.is app. Now, 324 versions of the Bible are available in 185 languages via iPhone, iPad, iTouch, Androids, or computer. When 5 billion people around the globe have cell phones, just think of all the people who could be reached this way. Head to our website to download the app. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today's the last day to get your free HCJB Global Voice and Hands 2-pack. It features a DVD and 30-day prayer guide that'll help you pray for your household and households in the Muslim world. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's the HCJB Global Voice and Hands 2-pack at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.